Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Marcus Aurelius in Meditations 6:21. If any man is able to convince me and show me that I do not think or act right, I will gladly change. For I seek the truth by which no man was ever injured. But he is injured who abides in his error and ignorance. In the current era of post-truths and alternative facts, Marcus' words are most welcome, and yet feel regrettably out of sync with the times. Remember, he was the emperor, the most powerful man in the Western world. Wouldn't it be a good thing if our political leaders were to adopt the same attitude, turning their so-called thinking around and becoming worried about being wrong, not obsessed with wanting to be perceived as being right? The Stoics had a sophisticated account of both epistemology, that is, a theory of knowledge, and the human psychology. They realized that human beings often arrive at the wrong conclusions, even when they try to get things right. And they were also cognizant that often we don't even try to get things right because we're pursuing our personal or political agendas. But all of that was even more reason to emphasize the importance of understanding how the world really works, as opposed to indulging in wishful thinking, as well as honing our abilities to think correctly and arrive at the best possible judgments about things. That is why the Stoic curriculum included the study of what they call physics, which really meant all the natural sciences, as well as the study of logic, which included what we call psychology. So today, whenever you encounter an opinion that does not agree with yours, don't go immediately into defensive mode trying to convince your interlocutor that he is wrong. Remember instead Epictetus' explanation for why we have one mouth and two ears, because we should be listening twice as long as we talk. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting, of course.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.